Hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week I am talking about the one and only John Candy. So here we go. John Franklin Candy was born on October 31st, 1950 in Newmarket and grew up in Toronto, Ontario. He was brought up in a working class Catholic family. In 1971, John was cast in a small part of Shiner, increased by David E. Freeman, a Canadian play about a cerebral palsy in a inaugural season of Tarragon Theatre in Tortorano. In 1974, John made his TV debut and appeared in the Canadian TV show Police Surgeon, playing street gang heist member Roman as target MS Blue, and in a later episode season as Richie as an accused killer in the episode of Web of Guilt. In 1979, Candy took a brief hiatus from SCTV, which moved to Editor Moton of the time. Candy stayed in Toronto and headlined at the short film-lived sketch show Big City Comedy. From 1981 to 1983, John returned to SCTV network on television. Still, based in Toronto in 1982. He also made a cameo appearance in Harold Ramis' National Lampoon's A Vacation, his first collaboration with John Hughes, who wrote the script. John appeared on Saturday Night Live twice, hosting in 1983 while still appearing on SCTV. John once again left SCTV in 1983 prior to its final season to concentrate his film career. He approached the play character of astronaut Lewis Tully in Ghostbusters, starring Aykroyd and directed by Rich Mann, but alternately did not get the role because of his conflicting ideas to play the character. The part was instead to CCTV colleague Rick Maris, whose idea was better received. However, John did make a contribution to the franchise, as well as many people chanting Ghostbusters in the music video of Ray Parker Jr.'s hit single for the film. John provided the voice of Don the Horse in Hotter Trot and starred in a flop comedy considered by the cult classic Who's Harry's Crumb, which he also produced. He also was in the box office for the flop Speed Zone, aka Cannibal Fever. However, he had another hit film with Hughes as a writer and director in Uncle Buck. Candy also produced and starred in a Saturday morning animated series on NBC titled Camp Candy in 1989. John also provided the voice of Wilbur in the Apogee Disney animated film The Rescuers Down Under, and had cameos in two other films written by Hughes, the blockbuster hit film Home Alone and the box office flop Career Opportunities. According to John's biography, he was in talks of playing Betty Mildler's working class husband in 1990 film Stella. John publicly also shared his experiences with living with severe anxiety and panic attacks, and unfortunately, John passed away in his sleep at the age of 43 on March the 4th, 1994 in Durango, Mexico, while filming Wagons East. A spokesman said that John's cause of death was a heart attack. John's funeral was held in St. Martin's Catholic Church in Los Angeles, with eulogies of Dan Aykroyd and Catherine O'Hara, and O'Hara's sister, Molly Margaret O'Hara, sang her song, Dark Dear Heart. So now you know about John Candy, and oh my goodness, like I said, he's the most awesomest actor you'll ever see. Like, I remember him in Home Alone, Uncle Buck. I grew up with those. I did grow up with them. I watched them I used to watch it a lot with my friends. Oh, especially Home Alone. Home Alone's the iconic one. But yeah, honestly, it's just so heartbreaking he's not here anymore. Especially he went that young age. It's just so sad. But his legacy is living on through the power of his movies, and keep watching them and make sure he's always remembered. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrities. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care and bye for now.